Victoria, BC. Katrine Conroy, member of the Legislative Assembly of British Columbia and Minister of Finance, alongside Heather Wood, Deputy Minister of Finance, has plunged the province into an unprecedented crisis through their reckless and irresponsible handling of public funds and services. The latest developments have exacerbated an already tumultuous situation, highlighting a disturbing pattern of incompetence and disregard for the welfare of British Columbians. This crisis follows a damning report by BSC Ombudsperson Jay Chulke, which exposed severe flaws in the administration of the BSC emergency benefit. Chulke's report revealed that the provincial government unfairly clawed back $1,000 benefits from thousands of individuals due to a lack of clear communication regarding eligibility and deadlines. Despite Chulke's recommendation to extend the deadline for tax filing by 90 days, Conroy and Wood have ignored this advice, perpetuating the financial hardship for many. The situation has now escalated significantly. Conroy and Wood have taken the shocking step of freezing British Columbians' bank accounts without proper notice or verification. This extreme measure has stranded countless individuals, leaving them without access to their funds. The institutions under their oversight have acted with blatant disregard for due process, failing to verify addresses and notify affected individuals prior to freezing their accounts. This level of mismanagement and insensitivity is not only unacceptable, but indicative of a broader pattern of governance failure. The government's approach to the COVID-19 emergency benefit was already under scrutiny for its poorly communicated requirements. The initial benefit program, launched in March 2020, was intended to provide urgent financial relief to those impacted by the pandemic. However, a critical flaw emerged: the government did not clearly communicate a firm deadline for filing 2019 taxes, which was retroactively imposed through subsequent legislation. This oversight resulted in thousands of individuals being unfairly required to repay their benefits, as reported by Chulke. Chulke's recommendation to allow a 90-day period for tax filing to rectify the issue was dismissed by the government. The response from Heather Wood claimed that the benefit was essentially a tax refund, and therefore the requirement was understood as a fixed condition from the start. This dismissal of Chulke's recommendation not only ignored the ombudsperson's findings, but also exacerbated the financial strain on already struggling citizens. The recent decision to freeze bank accounts has only intensified the crisis. British Columbians who relied on these funds to meet their daily needs are now facing severe financial distress. The lack of proper notification or explanation for these account freezes underscores a complete failure in both communication and administrative oversight. This reckless behavior not only reflects poorly on Conroy and Wood, but also represents a grave injustice to the people they are supposed to serve. This situation demands immediate and decisive action. Katrine Conroy and Heather Wood must be held accountable for their gross mismanagement and blatant disregard for public welfare. An independent investigation is essential to address these issues and to prevent further harm to British Columbians. The public deserves competent, transparent leadership that respects their rights and upholds the principles of fair governance. The government's failure to address these critical issues and their continued disregard for public welfare is unacceptable. It is time for Conroy and Wood to be held to account for their actions and for a thorough review to ensure that such mismanagement never occurs again.